Welcome back to Omnia Talks. I'm Ryan, and we are going to be exploring the deeper truths hidden beneath the noise, where awakening begins and illusion falls away. Today's episode is one that touches every single one of us, whether we see it or not, because this isn't just about the world outside. It's about the programming within. The beliefs that were never truly ours, the stories that we've lived without ever questioning. This is the lie that we were born into. From the very moment that we take our first breath, the world begins shaping us. It tells us who we are, what to believe, what to fear, what success should look like, and maybe most dangerously of all, what not to question. But what if the world that you see around you is not the truth, but the result of generations of conditioning so deep, it just doesn't shape how we think. It defines who we think we are. Let's start at the beginning. Childhood. When we're born, our minds are open, clear, pure, receptive. We see everything with awe. We question freely. We imagine endlessly. We're intuitive, honest, and deeply connected to something greater. Call it source, God, or consciousness itself. But slowly, the world begins to train us out of that connection. We're told to sit still when our soul wants to dance, to stop crying, to stop questioning, to stop dreaming. We're told that logic is superior than intuition, that compliance equals intelligence, and that obedience equals love. Bit by bit, our inner voice is replaced by external authority. The world calls it growing up, but really, it's forgetting. Our education system, born out of the Industrial Revolution, was designed to produce workers, not thinkers. It rewards memorization over imagination. It teaches us what to think, not how to think. Our religions, though rooted in sacred truth, were reshaped through centuries of power and control, often teaching fear over freedom, guilt over grace, and obedience over inner knowing. And our culture, the great illusion of the modern world, sells us happiness, wrapped in price tags, status symbols, and validation. We are told you are what you own, as if the soul could ever be measured by possessions. Now let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture, because conditioning isn't just personal, it's collective. The media tells you what to desire, who to trust and who to hate. Social media replaces self-worth with statistics. Politics thrives on division, left, right, blue, red, convincing us that we are enemies when we are, in truth, one human family. The economy, the modern machine that keeps us running in circles, chasing survival instead of creation, distractions instead of awareness. We are told that freedom is right, and yet most people live as prisoners of invisible walls. Debt, approval, expectations, the illusion of choice inside a system designed to keep us occupied. And the result? A society of humans disconnected from their hearts. Plugged into screens, scrolling endlessly, consuming endlessly, never realizing the energy that they are feeding into the machine. But here's the truth. None of this is meant to make you afraid. It's meant to make you aware. Because awareness is the first step towards freedom. You cannot wake up from a dream you don't know you're in. The purpose of conditioning was never to destroy you. It was to make you forget. Forget your power. Forget your divinity. Forget what you were born. Infinite. A divine spark of creation with the ability to shape reality itself. The ancients knew this in Egypt. They called it Maat, living in alignment with divine truth. In the East, the Buddha called it Maya, the great illusion of the material world. In the Gnostic teachings of early Christianity, Jesus said, "Know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Every ancient wisdom tradition warned of the same deception, a veil placed over human consciousness, a veil that could only be lifted through self-awareness. Because the greatest threat to control is not rebellion, it's human beings who think and feel for themselves. When you unplug from the illusion, you begin to see how much of what you believed wasn't yours. You see how fear is used as fuel. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of death. But love, true love, cannot be controlled. And when you begin to live from that place of love, awareness, and authenticity, the entire structure begins to collapse around you. So how do we break free from the lie? Not through rebellion, but through remembrance. We don't fight the system with hate, we dissolve it with awareness. You begin by questioning, not with paranoia, but with presence. Ask yourself, whose voice is this? Whose beliefs am I carrying? Does this serve my soul or someone else's agenda? When you reclaim your truth, you reclaim your energy. When you stop living in fear, you stop feeding the machine. And when you live from love, pure, conscious, grounded love, you become uncontrollable. This is what the mystics, prophets, and teachers of every age tried to show us. That heaven is not a place, it's a state of awareness. That the kingdom of God is within. The awakening isn't about escaping this world, it's about seeing through it. And this, right now, is humanity's great remembering. We are waking up from the dream, from the illusion of separation, division, and control. We are remembering that consciousness is not something that we have, it's what we are. So I ask you again, whose beliefs are you living, yours or the world's? Because the moment that you choose to live by your own light, you become a mirror, reminding others that they can do the same. The world may have taught you to conform, but your soul came here to awaken. Remember, the lie loses its power when the moment the truth is spoken. And that truth is you. Thank you for tuning in to Omnia Talks. If this episode spoke to your soul, share it, because every soul that remembers who they are helps the collective remember too. Until next time, keep questioning, keep remembering, and keep walking the path of truth, because in the end, all paths lead back to the same place, home.